Hello and welcome to The Truth of the Matter. This is Candy Gibbs from CareNet Pregnancy Centers. Today I want to talk to you about praying for your teen, and we're going to call this day one. I want to spend some concentrated amount of time over the remaining days to pray specifically for teens. I would love it if you would join me and pray for yours. I don't want to let the craziness of the holiday season or the fearful world news get me off track. I want us to be focused on what God is doing and what He has in store for our families in 2016. So let's start today by thinking about how to pray for them with boldness and believing in His promises. He says to pray with peace, even when we don't feel at peace battling the outside world, or even in our own homes. Let's steady ourselves, be still, and dive into prayer for the next few days. As Pharaoh approached the Israelites, he looked up and there were the Egyptians marching after them. They were terrified. Moses answered the people, "Do not be afraid. Stand firm and you will see the deliverance the Lord will bring you today. The Egyptians you see today, you will never see them again. The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still." And then the Lord said to Moses, Exodus 14:10-13-15. I've always wondered what Moses was thinking at that point. Right between, "You need only be still," and "Then the Lord said." Moses had just led the Israelites out of captivity. The sand from all the Egyptian brick making was still in their eyes and under their fingernails. Moses must have still been trying to gather his thoughts enough to determine what they might eat and how on earth he would manage the starts and stops with this multitude. When he found himself with his toes up to the water's edge of the Red Sea and Pharaoh and his army on his heels, how did he feel at that moment? I wonder, because as parents of teens, we will often find ourselves caught between an approaching enemy and a raging sea. While I may not truly be able to relate to how Moses felt, I have a keen understanding of the sensation that there is no good and perfect way out of this one, and someone may get hurt. What I'm asking the Father for you and me both is that rather than being overcome with dread when our toes feel that cool sensation of the sea, we would realize that those moments, the ones that are hopeless and overwhelming, are the perfect backdrop for the miraculous. Lord Jesus, thank you that you are in the business of calming the wind and the waves. We come against fear and apprehension in your mighty name, and we thank you that we can face these crazy seas of the teen years as long as we follow you. Make us strong and make us wise. We love you. Amen. This is The Truth of the Matter from the CareNet Pregnancy Centers. I'm Candy Gibbs. You can reach us at 354-2288 or thehopechoice.com. Also, follow our blog, candygibbs.com.